Hello, my name is Vlad Bogorin and today I'm going to talk about the MariaDB Billbot. This talk will focus on describing the design decisions in order to be able to scale and test the MariaDB server on over 100 different configurations. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Vlad Bogorin. I am a software engineer at the MariaDB Foundation. I've been in charge of the MariaDB Billbot for the past years. Here you can see an overview of this presentation. I will start by introducing some Billbot keywords, then talk about the goals of our continuous integration and testing frameworks. I will make an overview presentation of the Billbot and finally talk about the details and how we use multiple masters to achieve our goals. Firstly, let's define some keywords that I will use in the presentation. By using changes or repository, I will refer to the actual source code changes or commits that are pushed to the MariaDB server GitHub repository. The build master refers to the main Billbot process. In our case, we have several processes that run on a dedicated physical machine. These master processes look for changes in the repository and schedule builds. A build defines the actual tested configuration. It consists of a sequence of steps that defines a particular configuration. One simple example would be to get the source code, then compile the MariaDB server, and finally run all the MariaDB server tests. Finally, the Billbot worker refers to the process that handles the builds. It usually runs on a dedicated worker machine and waits for commands from the Billbot master. Now, let's look at an overview of our framework. First, let's talk about our goals with this project. The first goal is to ensure that the server code is thoroughly tested on all supported platforms and operating systems. Moreover, we use Billbot for branch protection. In this way, if the code is not tested, then it cannot be pushed to the main branches. Another goal is to create packages that are used for release. Having the packages, the next step is to ensure that they can be successfully installed, or that an older MariaDB server can be updated to the latest build successfully. Next, we run ecosystem tests. For these tests, we run automatic testing of other software products against the latest build of MariaDB server. Finally, we use Billbot to create MariaDB server Docker images. Now let's see how we achieve all of this. In this figure, you can see an overall schematic of our framework. We use a multi-master configuration. This means that we have several running master processes. These are shown in the figure with a green background. I will talk in more details about each one a bit later. In order to make an overall idea, everything starts with the user interface master process. The user interface master looks for changes in the MariaDB server repository and schedules the first build. So, each time a push is made to the MariaDB server repository, it is detected by the Billbot master, which schedules the builds. Each build defines a different test configuration. Because of this, we use several types of workers. depending on the build type. Moreover, for each type of worker, we have a dedicated master process. In this way, the configuration is cleaner and easier to maintain and scale. I will talk later about each worker type in more details. But first, let's dive into presenting how the overall flow works, from detecting the changes to building packages and running various tests. In the first step, when a new change is detected in the MariaDB server repository, a source tarball creation build is triggered. When the build runs, the code is cloned and the source tarball is created. This tarball will be used by all subsequent builds. Also, now it is time to trigger the bintar builds. Step 3 involves creating bintars. The process begins by fetching the source tarball, compiling the code, and running the tests. In the end, the bintar is saved and we can now trigger both the package creation builds and ecosystem builds. In the fourth step, we run package creation, where we fetch the source, create the packages, save them, and trigger the installation builds and the Docker library builds. For ecosystem tests, we fetch the latest version of a particular tested framework. Then we configure it to use the current MariaDB version and run their test suite. In the fifth step, we create Docker images and we test to see if the previously created packages can be successfully installed. If the installation is successful, we trigger upgrade tests. Upgrade tests are used to check if the latest release of the MariaDB server can successfully be upgraded to the current development version. Here you can see the list of currently supported configurations. In total, we run more than 100 different configurations on different platforms, operating systems, and various ecosystem tests. In this way, we are able to achieve our goals. Now, let's dive into more details about each component. So, let's talk about the build master. We use a multi-master setup where we have a dedicated master process for each worker type. Moreover, we have an additional user interface master. While these masters have different configurations, it is possible to run multiple instances of the same master. However, what are the advantages of having multiple buildbot masters? By using this approach, we obtain a cleaner configuration that is easier to maintain and scale. If needed, we can run multiple instances of the same master. And the second advantage is that if for some reason one of the master processes needs to be stopped, it affects only the builds handled by that master. Next, I will talk about each master type in more details. The user interface master. The user interface master has a dual role. It is responsible for the user interface, but also looks for changes in the MariaDB server repository and schedules the first build. In this way, by using a dedicated process, we ensure that the user interface is responsive independent of the number of builds currently running. Also, since this is a process that rarely needs to be stopped, by using this dedicated master, we ensure that we do not miss any push to the server repository and that the first build is always scheduled. Next, let's talk about the Docker build master. Around 80% of our builds use Docker latent workers. The job of the Docker build master is to handle those builds. Moreover, we run several instances of the Docker master to ensure that everything runs smoothly. This is needed because our builds produce a lot of logs that can lead to master process overloading. This translates into various issues like having stalled workers waiting for the master to process all the logs. Apart from running multiple masters, we also limit the log size and use text files to store and transfer the logs instead of leaving them to be handled by Buildbot. For the worker side, we use Docker latent workers, so each worker runs inside the Docker container. For each build, one of the Docker master processes starts a new container. The build environment is specified in a Docker file. Please note that the master needs remote access to various Docker instances that may run on various worker machines. Now, let's talk about the Docker files. Each Docker file can be split into four parts. First, we select the operating system. This simply involves pulling the correct Docker image from Docker Hub. Next, we install the MariaDB server build dependencies. This is usually the most time-consuming part, since there can always be various repository problems or missing packages. This may require a bit of web search in order to solve all the issues. Thirdly, we need to install the Buildbot Worker Python package. Finally, we simply run the Buildbot Worker process to ensure the container connects to the Buildbot master and is ready to start a build. Now, let's discuss about the advantages of Docker latent workers. Firstly, we can define the whole test environment in a Docker file. This makes it very easy to view, deploy, or recreate a particular build environment on any machine. This may help the debugging process a lot, especially when tests fail only on a particular environment. By using Docker files, we are able to easily create multiple different environments for different platforms and operating systems. Secondly, by using this approach, it is very easy to add new physical machines to the infrastructure. Only Docker needs to be installed and remotely accessible. No other configurations on a worker machine are needed. Moreover, since each build starts a new container, you get the immediate advantage of always having a clean environment. As stated, the Docker latent workers form the majority of our workers and are handled by the Docker master. Next, let's discuss about the Liebwirt master. It is similar to the Docker master but handles Liebwirt latent workers. This type of workers are used for install or upgrade tests. These tests are more sensitive and require a virtual machine. Because of this, we use a new type of worker. Again, in order to keep the configuration clean, we use a separate master to handle these types of builds. So, for each build, the master starts a virtual machine instead of a Docker container. In order to ensure a clean environment, Libvirt needs to be configured to always start from a clean image. In this case, the configuration is a bit more complicated than for Docker workers, but it is still relatively straightforward. The master still uses a remote connection, and there is still no buildbot worker process running on the worker machines. The virtual machine creation process follows the same flow as used in the Docker files. However, since these VMs are only used for install or upgrade tests, we are interested in having a clean environment, so no build dependencies are installed. Again, we need to ensure that the VMs run buildbot worker on startup, otherwise the worker will fail to connect to the master. And finally, let's talk about the non-latent build master. This type of master handles classical builders. It is used in cases where Docker or Libvirt is not available or cannot be used. In this case, on the worker machine, there is an always running buildbot worker process that awaits for commands. In terms of configuration, we need to install buildbot worker on every machine and ensure that it is always running. Moreover, the build itself needs to ensure cleanup of the environment. Also, if needed, we need to install all the build dependencies directly on the machine. By using this approach, it is a bit harder to customize the environment, so we try as much as possible to limit the usage of this type of workers. In this way, by combining these types of masters and workers, we obtain our final configuration. We consider it to be highly customizable and easy to scale, since, if needed, more master processes can be easily added. This concludes my talk. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to contact me. Thank you very much.
Hey folks, thanks for joining. My name is Jan, and I'm the moderator here for this Q&A. And I'm joined here by Vlad, who is the presenter of the talk. And we will be going over some questions. So I didn't see many in the main room. So I think that was a very interesting presentation from you, Vlad. And I definitely can relate to that. It'd be a challenge to for the CI and CD for MariaDB. So I would be interested in what kind of challenges you encountered when setting up Buildbot for MariaDB itself.
Hi everyone. First of all, thank you very much for having me and for the introduction. So yeah, when it comes to challenges, I think there were quite a few. The most I will talk about the most unexpected ones. So at first, we had some issues with the grid view, where developers wanted to easily see per branch builds, and this was a feature that was not working in BuildBot in the way that that our developers wanted to see. So we had to make some BuildBot customizations there in order to solve that. And another challenge that well kept on going over time was various issues and in terms of response times when adding more and more builders. This translated into basically having more masters.
So I understand you have a multi-master setup for building MariaDB.
Yes, we have several types of masters. So we are using both the symmetrical multi-master and the asymmetrical one, where we have several masters that deal with the same workers and have use the same configuration, but we also have masters that have different configurations.
Interesting. And, how do you manage the different masters? Who is like responsible for what kind of workers, or do they spin up? Like, do they manage their own?
So they manage their own, the ones that use different configurations. We have only one master that deals with the user interface, because at some point we discovered that in some cases, if there were too many builds running, the interface was slower. So we set up a master just to handle the interface. Then based on the type of worker which deals, takes into account various testing needs that we have, like using Docker workers or using VMs, we have a separate master that deals with each type of worker. And finally, for the Docker workers, which are the majority of our builders, we have several masters that deal with those Docker workers.
Interesting. Do you spin up like a Docker and Docker, or is that dedicated Docker daemons on dedicated virtual machines?
So we have dedicated Docker daemons on various physical machines or virtual machines that account for most of our workers. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And BuildBot does a good job in splitting the workload between masters. There are it's relatively easy to configure. There are some challenges, but in the end, we managed to make it work.
Okay. Well, thank you. And folks, feel free to join the private channel, and we continue the conversation.